Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the Nest, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. John Harbaugh met with the media on Monday, and one of the first things he was asked about was the obvious, Lamar Jackson not being there, and here's Harbaugh at the time explaining that one.
I think all the guys are working really hard to get back, I can tell you that, so we'll see who's back and who practices on Wednesday. I don't really want to comment on any individual guys, per se, and I'm looking forward to it.
Practice starts in about an hour and a half, and we'll know by 2 whether or not Lamar is going to be there. But, Nolan, we were talking during the break. I guess there's some chatter out there in national land about Lamar Jackson and his status, perhaps, for week number 8 here.
Yeah, this is just come out from Dan Graziano of ESPN. Quote from him says, "I had a couple of conversations with people familiar with the situation that led me to believe Jackson might miss another game while recovering from his injury." But again, I mean, I think we'll have a pretty good idea today.
Yeah.
There won't be much left up to speculation.
Well, I mean, if he's not playing this game, I don't know how in hell he plays
Thursday.
You know, because it's just walkthroughs. You know, and is he going to be better in 4 days than he is right now? I don't know. I mean, if that's the case, might as well just let him rest and take the next mini bye too, which that'll mean that his hamstring's taken 2 weeks longer than anybody else's.
Now, let's see here. After the Dolphins, they go to Minnesota. Then they go to Cleveland. They had 3 straight road games.
Well, they got to win the 2. And if Lamar's not there, you know, can they win the 2? I mean, I don't know. Bob, that line, if Lamar's not practicing Wednesday, that line is totally cheap. What will it go to?
Let me just refresh real quick here. It's still 6.5 in favor of Baltimore.
Okay.
I would think if Lamar's not playing, it goes to Ravens, still -3. Not necessarily buying the Bears all that much to win here.
I mean, listening to Patrick Finley,
he doesn't feel it either. No. But, you know, Houston came in and trounced the Ravens. I mean, the Rams would have been a formidable foe even if Lamar's in the lineup. But,
well, the thing that Houston could do, Bob, was their defense is legit.
Yeah.
And they can rush the pass.
But the Bears force turnovers. Cooper Rush turns the ball over. Huntley doesn't exactly air assault it himself. He can run a little bit better. I mean, you know they're going to stack the box, take away Derrick Henry. Problem is, again, I don't want to keep beating a dead horse or a dead raven. The defense stinks. Unless that was a sign against L.A. 2 weeks ago that they'll have a pulse moving forward.
Well, the only way, Bob, that they can come back out of this is they got to have a pulse on defense. I mean, like you said, if Lamar comes back and they're still giving up, they're not going to be able to win 9 or 8 games.
No. Do you think 9 wins the division still?
I think 9 wins the division, especially if they beat Pittsburgh twice.
Yeah, I'm not buying the Steelers with their shaky defense.
Ooh, their defense is horrible,
I mean,
too.
Flacco shredded old Jalen Ramsey. Well, then again, they have Jamar Chase.
Who's, that kind of helps. Let me ask you this. This is a good question. Whose defense is worse, Cincy, Pittsburgh, or Baltimore?
Well, based on stats, I'm going the Ravens. You know what I mean? You know, based on accomplishments, one, lack of sacks, lack of turnovers, can't stop the run. I mean, let's roll with that. But anyway, we're talking about Emory Jones last segment. Here's Harbaugh elaborating on the third-round pick from LSU.
Well, yeah, Emory's not going to be cleared by the doctor for this week. So the doctor hasn't cleared him yet to be activated for this week. So if it's not this week, it would be next week. So it's up to the doctor. No, we're not going to put him on season-ending IR. Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah, I don't think he'll be up this week just for that reason, because the doctor hasn't cleared him yet, and we're not going to put him on season-ending IR.
All right. So they expect him to play at some point.
At some point, yeah. And Bob, I mean, what they would do to get him ready is, you know, take some of those defensive linemen, Malik Cam and those guys, and give him some one-on-one pass work, and I would imagine, you know, one-on-one run blocking, I'd be just hammering him to get him ready, you know, for 2 weeks. I would say, Bob, if he's going to play after the mini bye, the Minnesota game, if he were to play.
Now, we talk about the defense and the inability to get to the quarterback. Ravens are one of the worst teams in the NFL in that category. They've already traded away Adape Owe, who, by the way, did not have a sack against the Colts last week. But John Harbaugh was asked, you know, the edge rushers, the coaching and talking and trying to figure some things out during the bye.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Not just that. I mean, we talk about everything on defense. And the edge players who's playing, to your question, is definitely part of that conversation. That's probably, a percent. There's 99% of the other stuff we're working on. We're talking about. You talk about what direction you want to go. You talk about kind of what personality you want to have in different situations, what calls apply to that personality, who we want to put where to do those different jobs, you know, how we want to substitute guys on and off the field. Those are all, it's a lot, you know, it's exhaustive and it's fun and it's what we love to do. And
we talk about everything defense. I think Harbs is heavily involved in the defense, heavily.
And how much do we blame him then?
Well, to me, they're all to blame because they're ranked 30th. So whatever they're doing is not working. This is their biggest challenge this week is how you creating a rush. What did you guys learn after the bye? And Harbs is really good after the bye, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
and Lamar's really good against the NFC if he plays.
So what are you going to do after the bye to make this thing work? And to me, they've had 2 weeks to figure it out, and now we'll see. We're gonna see, Bob, what their plan is, and that's what we're gonna see. Either it's gonna work really good, or it's not. And I hope like hell it works really good.
Well, again, to give you the ugly details of the Ravens' pass rush or lack thereof, 8 sacks on the year. They're 2 leading sack guys. Nnamdi Madubuike has 2. He hasn't played since week 2, out for the year. Tavius Robinson has 2, and he's out for at least 2 months here. So there you go. Your 2 leading sack guys aren't going to be playing anytime soon. And, you know, knock on for Micah, we'll see Madubuike play again in some capacity because based on what we're reading, it doesn't look good for him long term.
No. So, Bob, the guys that they got playing, they have 4 sacks. Madubuike had 1 in the first game and the second game. I mean, he was rolling. I mean, he was getting ready to have a huge year. So, yeah, they've got 4 guys, 4 sacks right now on their team.
Speedy at 81.057, the fan. News from the Nash. Chicago Bears are coming into town. They won 4 in a row. One down in D.C. a couple of weeks back in the rain. Beat New Orleans. Workmanlike performance against the Saints. Here's Harbs talking about the Bears.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've done a nice job playing, you know, winning football. They're starting to get a feel offensively. They've scored some points, and the defense is playing better and better. So they're playing good football.
Yeah, kind of pretty general there by Harbs, but yeah, they're playing better football. They are. They're playing more confident because they've won four in a row. That's the biggest thing. And they're creating turnovers, which helps the offense, and that is the they're a plus 11. They're the best in the National Football League, and that's why they're winning.
Yeah, and we'll break down their defensive film coming up at 1:30, and we'll get into stats over the next couple of days for the two teams, and neither is really lighting the world on fire in regards to statistical categories, but, you know, one's 4-2, one's 1-5, so there's the stat that matters. When we come back, let's count some midweek money, hopefully with buy or sell. Then we'll talk about the start of the NBA season. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, two games last night. Great game, Oklahoma City and Houston. Golden State wins at L.A., minus LeBron James for the Lakers. Wizards tonight in Milwaukee taking on the Bucks. Hey, Milwaukee sucks. Could we see the old freak get moved at some point this season?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Anything you want to hear? Favorite female artist or band? Send a request. Plaza for text line 410-583-1057. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nola McGraw. Got a lot going on in the world of sports. Tons, as a matter of fact. You got NBA started last night. NHL's 2 weeks in. We're coming up on week 9, college football. Week 8, the NFL. College basketball starts in less than 2 weeks. So no shortage of topics, but we always need to know where that dough is first. Buy or sell.
Well, yesterday it was up big time. Today, though, Dow is down 162, the S&P is down 26, NASDAQ is down 185, DraftKings up 90 cents, Under Armour is down a penny.
We'll start our sports topics with a little Maryland football here. They're desperate for a turnaround after dropping 3 straight, but now they have a week off to try to figure some things out. At the top of that to-do list should be establishing the run game, or at least what can we do to get this going a little bit more. Because in reality, that cost them at least the Washington game, maybe even a couple of these other losses. Currently ranking dead last in the Big Ten in rushing yards with 723. an average of just 3.6 per carry. Is Nolan Ray the answer? Well, at times he's looked fine, but you know, you get a performance like the UCLA game where he turns in just 8 yards. DeJuan Williams, not much better, or I mean, a little more consistent, but still the results aren't there. Buy or sell, Bob, Maryland will finish the season with the lowest rushing total in the conference.
I'm going to buy it because nothing has said they're going to change. And turnovers, a Din Williams fumble against UCLA as well. I mean, they've got to do a better job establishing something because you're really putting a lot on the plate of your freshman quarterback, Malik Washington, who had his worst game as a collegiate on Saturday against the Bruins. So something's got to give. And the irony of it is when they play Indiana coming up here, Roman Henry's going to be on the Hoosiers sideline, who you had for 3 years, who's from this state of Maryland, from the Baltimore area. And he left, found a better culture, as he said. So running the football has been a problemo for the Maryland Terrapins, and maintaining fourth quarter leads with the defense probably would help too.
Let's go over to the NFL, where the Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons saga, we know that ended before the year with a trade, but the lingering effects could still be there. George Pickens shares the same agent as Micah Parsons, and of course Pickens currently in a contract year, making the most of it as well. If you remember back during that whole dispute between Parsons and Jones, the Cowboys owner seemed to dismiss the involvement of the agent, tried to go directly through the player. Parsons pushed back on that, did not like it, and we know how it ended. Jones has since said that we made way too much of that whole thing. There's nothing to see here. Just look the other way. Never tried to undermine the agent. He would never do so. But Vinny, buy or sell, the Parsons drama will have an impact on the way the Pickens negotiations go.
I'll sell it because it's agent can't do that. It's individual players, you know, and in different clients. So, no, the agent, you just let it go after that one and move on to the next one.
A little baseball here. The Brewers, they were quickly dismissed by the Dodgers in the NLCS, ending another strong season earlier than they expected. Now, as they gear up for their offseason, there's already rumors out there that they're going to explore trading their ace, Freddie Peralta, as he's set to enter the final year of his current deal. A very cheap price tag as well. This is nothing new for the Brewers. We saw them flip Corbin Burns, Devin Williams last year, and even still without those guys, went on to have great regular season success. Buy or sell, Bob, the Brewers will not get over the hump until they prioritize keeping their best arms.
Oh, man. I'm going to sell that because they keep winning even though they do that sort of thing. By the way, is Pat Murphy coming on tomorrow?
10:05.
Manager of the Brujas. By the way, and I'll tell him this. If you want to trade Peralta, we'll take
it. Well, yeah, well, I was just going to say.
Let's revisit that sort of thing.
I was going to say, well, ask Bob who you should ask
for. Yeah, right. Yeah, Peralta we'll take. But either way, Brewers, they found a way to win. They just can't get over the hump. And it's Chirinos, he could turn out to be the next great star.
Churio,
thank you. He could, yeah, Churio, they've already paid him too, by the way, extended him. We'll see. Yelich had a terrible playoff, but I don't know, Nolan. They just seem to have found that secret sauce in the National League Central. I mean, the Cubs spend a ton of dough, and they can't seem to surpass them. I don't know what the hell's happened to the Cardinals, who used to be the perennials to contend, but Brewers are in it. Even if they trade Peralta to Baltimore, it'd be great.
They do feel kind of like the Rays in the sense that they're committed to their strategies no matter what.
Yeah.
But they're nothing like the Rays in payroll. I mean, they do, like you said, they'll spend on other young talent. It's just, I don't know what it is about pitching. They just don't see the long-term value.
And Peralta got rocked in the postseason, too, but we'll forgive him for that.
Well, so did Williams. Maybe that's a part of it.
Yeah, and he never recovered.
Yeah. Back to the NFL here. CBS Sports has graded every first-round pick so far through 7 weeks, and for Malachi Starks, receiving a C, which is actually one of the lower grades handed out with the short sample size. Now, we saw him thrown right into the fire as a starter. The strong mental part of his game made that possible, but not really making any splash plays. Really don't see much of him at all out there unless it's a mistake. And the CBS piece here notes that those reps against Davante Adams in the last game, well, he got away with some stuff, went unpunished because of some bad throws and drops. Vinny, are you buying or selling that C grade for Starks?
Yeah, I could see that. You know, I don't have a problem with it. You know, the Rams game was a tough game for him, and part of the reason I'll say it's okay is I thought he'd lead the team in interceptions, but they don't have many. You know, and a lot of that, for a lot of reasons, you know, pass rush is probably one of them. But I thought he would be more impactful up to this point, and hopefully he is down the stretch here with the three safeties.
Yeah, one pick for the team?
Yeah.
Wiggins, yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
Yeah, one pick and four sacks, Bob. How about that?
Yeah, and we're still waiting for Mike Green to get them 8 sacks that we were talking about.
It's coming. It's coming.
Hey, still plenty of games left. 11.
He plays the run well. Yeah, you got to give him credit for that. Last topic of the day will come from the NBA, where the season started last night, but still time to get in on the ground floor with some win total bets. The defending champion Thunder had the highest total in the league at 63.5. Meanwhile, the next closest team in the West is the Nuggets at 53.5. Compare that to the lighter Eastern Conference, where the Cavs are on top, 56.5, Knicks right behind them, 53.5. Are you buying or selling, Bob, the gap between the Thunder and Nuggets being that big at 10 games?
Oh, I'm selling that big time. I mean, Oklahoma City's good, and they're already talking about winning multiple championships, which would be great to see because they have a Terp on the team and Aaron Wiggins. But I think Golden State. I think Denver's got a little something for them. Houston, remember, had the second best record in the conference last night. I think once they get that chemistry together, they'll be fine. I don't see a 9-game gap between OKC and the second best in the West. I don't know if Cleveland could win 54 games, though.
Yeah, it seems like last year could be they'll still be a playoff team.
Sure.
And with how bad the East is, they should be within the top three.
Yeah, they're like the Brewers. I mean, they'll get to the playoffs and do really well during the regular season, but at some point during the playoffs, anybody see my basketball? As they get bounced way earlier than anticipated. No pun intended. Speaking of the NBA, Sean Devaney from Heavy.com. We'll talk to him about the start of the season. Bunch of games tonight. The Wizards looking at another long season, but they do have some good young talent trying to cultivate that. Couple of Baltimore guys, too, and Bob Carrington and Cam Whitmore, as I try to put my words together in a coherent way. And then we're going to do our Heroes of the Week, NFL Week 7, offense, defense, and rookie. Stick around for that. NFL Lunch coming up, 1 o'clock. Hear more from the Ravens. They're back in practice later on today in about an hour, as a matter of fact. And the new updated Hall of Fame finalist list in the NFL is out, and there's a couple ex-Ravens on that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Making their opener at Milwaukee against the Bucks, and we'll get into them as well. But from Heavy.com, it's on the Window Nation guest hotline. It's been only a couple of months since we spoke to him because the NBA season never ends. Sean Devaney. Sean, what's happening, bud? Hope you had a great summer.
Yeah, you fall asleep in the hammock, you wake up, and it's training camp,
right,
you know?
That's right. Yeah, they're playing the exhibition games already. But the opener... Look, and I don't want to get into hyperbole, but it was a hell of a game to start the season, the first game, that is, between OKC and Houston. The championship rings were an incredible thing to behold that the Thunder got. And, you know, usually the opening games aren't all that memorable. The one, because I'm old enough to remember, Magic's first game for the Lakers when Kareem hit the skyhook at the buzzer and they beat the Clippers, who were in San Diego at the time. I remember watching that when I was 14 years old. But last night, I don't know if I'll remember what I'm eating for breakfast in 3 days, Shaw Devaney, but it was a great game to watch. But OKC, and we were just talking about the win totals, they're big favorites to win again. Why are they considered to be that much better, at least for now, than the Houstons, the Denvers? And I mean, the West is kind of loaded. There are really good teams that might not even make the playoffs this year in that conference.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it is that, you know, the West is going to be pretty good this year. But nobody really, you know, made the move. Houston probably did the most getting Kevin Durant, but nobody really made the move that puts them on the level of the Thunder. You know, when you look at the playoff experience, that was the big knock on them coming into last year. They certainly got the playoff experience. They survived some real tests, especially against Denver, you know, down in that series, and to come back and win it. You know, that was a real big step for them. And now, you know, you come back and you've got pretty much everybody intact if they can stay healthy. There's no reason to think that despite some pretty good moves from Denver, some pretty good moves from Houston, I don't think anybody did enough to really put them on the same level as where the Thunder are.
Now, staying in the West, what team's most likely to level up out there? Is it Memphis? Is it Minnesota? I mean, we'll get to the Clippers here in a second, but what about the Western teams? Ja Morant, full season from him. Anthony Edwards is certainly one of the proven stars in the league. Which one of those two teams, or maybe there's someone else that we should keep an eye on that's ready to take another step towards, you know, maybe making a deep run in April, May, and then June, because it lasts forever.
Yeah, you know, I mentioned Denver. I think they're still probably the team. You know, I still am baffled by the fact that they fired Mike Malone the way they did, and still not sure about that, but, you know, we'll see. Personnel-wise, though, to swap out Michael Porter Jr., who, you know, certainly had his positives, but was not the two-way player that they needed, the role player that they needed, and to bring back Cam Johnson, who is that sort of stretch three, can play defense, can, you know, kind of fill the role that KCP filled for them for their championship run. So he's there, and they really filled out that bench nicely with Tim Hardaway Jr. They bring back Bruce Brown. They get Valanciunas. I think Denver, you know, their depth and of course, the experience level that they already have, I think that they're probably the team. And, you know, anybody who watched last year probably doesn't want to see the Mavericks take a step forward, you know, considering everything that they did. But it's hard to say that they won't. You know, they have such a strong front line. You know, if you can keep Anthony Davis healthy, which is a big if. But if you can keep him healthy, if you get Kyrie back, again, another big if. He's coming off an ACL tear that he suffered in March. So we'll see how quickly he can come back from that. But if they can, if health goes their way with Cooper Flagg coming in, they should be a team that bounces up as well.
Yeah, lottery's not fixed. Sean Devaney, Heavy.com, joining us here. Vinny and Haney, 105.7. So the fan, the Lakers get all the ink being out there in L.A., but the Clippers, I mean, they might have a better roster when it's all said and done. I know there was the controversy with Kawhi Leonard and getting some monies that maybe, you know, was, I guess, circumventing the salary cap and some tampering perhaps. But what about the Clips? Are they they ready to maybe take another step here?
I don't know. I mean, this could be very successful. It could be a disaster, though. You know, I mean, there's just so many old men that they're relying on. You look at what they brought in, and it's, you know, it's Chris Paul, and it's Brooke Lopez, it's Bradley Beal. I mean, it's all these guys who have sort of been beaten up in other locations, and now they're with the Clippers. You've got James Harden, of course. Bogdanovich comes in. So I mean, they've got you know, some good names and some recognizable names. I just don't know that, you know, you've got all these guys past their prime. I don't know how it all comes together. It's still going to come down to the same thing. It's always come down to with the Clippers, which is Kawhi healthy? And generally, he hasn't been. He's got a bad knee. I think that's pretty obvious now. He's got a bad knee, and he just doesn't give you, you know, the length of time that you need, the 7-8 months that you need to survive in the NBA. So I'm not a big believer on the Clippers right now.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. He's been in the league, what, 15 years now, coming out of San Diego State. Let's move to the East. You got the Wizards tonight are in Milwaukee, two-parter. Well, the Wiz, they're expected to be bad, and got a lot. They're cultivating a lot of young talent. They probably still need, you know, another really good player or two, at least a veteran guy. And I don't know if it's going to be Chris Middleton or somebody like that. So give him a call. But either way, Wizards are prospects for them. And then the Bucks, and there's a lot of chatter that Giannis could have okayed a trade to New York with the Knicks. If things go haywire for Milwaukee early, could Doc Rivers, A, get aced out of there? And what about Giannis's long-term viability with that franchise?
Yeah, I mean, you know, start with the Wizards. I think they're doing everything they should be doing. You know, I mean, you want to be bad. They were unfortunate, I think, to have you know, that top pick and some bad drafts and had some bad luck with the lottery. And you have to hope that, you know, with as many bites at the apple that they're going to get this year, I think they should have, what, four first rounders. And then they've got a couple more that follow you. You know, that somewhere in there, there's going to be sort of what the Thunder have done, where you get your star player and you get some key role players as well. So, I mean, I like where they are, and they're doing everything they should do. They just need a little bit of luck. And yeah, you know, Giannis right now, it's sort of like they're in a situation where I think Giannis knows he'd be better off being somewhere else. The Bucks know that in terms of their rebuilding, they'd be better off trading him, but neither one wants to be the one to ask for it. You know, the Bucks, John Horst does not want to be the guy who traded Giannis Antetokounmpo. He doesn't want to go down as that guy. So he's, you know, the team is going to be reluctant to request that. And Giannis is, you know, loves Milwaukee and loves what that town has done for him and all that stuff. So he doesn't want to be the bad guy to ask out. You know, eventually, look, if they're 5 games below 500 in January, you're going to have to try. Somebody's going to have to step up and say this is not good for either one of us. We got to make a deal here.
Sean, with all the injuries in the East with the top team, is this the Knicks year?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think there's still just something missing. You know, look, there's a chance they can get to the final, no question. You know, like you said, the East is wide open. You know, I don't think anybody's a huge believer in Cleveland, although they might be the one team that on paper is better than the Knicks. You know, Orlando, I think, is going to take a step up. Atlanta's going to take a step up. I don't think anybody's a huge believer in those teams, you know, as finals contenders as well. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it might be that the yellow brick road is just rolled out just right for the Knicks this year. But, you know, I still think there's something missing. I still think defensively they're not quite there. I don't think they trust Mitchell Robinson to be healthy enough to be the kind of player that they need him to be if they're going to fix that defensive issue. And if that's not going to happen, then, you know, we saw it last year. They don't have a whole lot of other answers on the defensive end. So, you know, if Mitchell Robinson is sort of the guy who is going to carry that team defensively, I think you've got a problem. And I don't think that's a problem that they've solved yet.
Yeah, just don't play everybody a lot of minutes or you won't lose your job. He's Sean Devaney, Heavy.com. Sean, appreciate the time as always. Great to talk to you. Hoop season is here, baby. Round ball is always fun around these parts for sure.
All right, thanks, Bob. Nice talking to you guys.
There he is, Sean Devaney. We'll come back. Heroes of the Week, National Football League Week 7. We each pick the offensive hero. Doesn't necessarily have to be who the NFL picks. Just, you know, we give everyone a little tribute here. Offense, defense, and rookies, stick around for that. Then we got NFL Lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Going to hear more from the Ravens as they met with the media a couple of days ago. Back at it today. In about an hour, we'll know if Lamar Jackson's on the practice field. And I'm starting to get skeptical that that's going to happen. Way back when. But Nolan, we do it every Wednesday here. It's called Heroes of the Week. We start offense, defense, and rookies. So you ready to rock and roll with this one? There goes
my hero. Vinny and Haney's Offensive Hero of the Week.
All right, I'll get us going here. And I'm starting with maybe this is a cheap one. Maybe this is an easy one. But I'm going with Matthew Stafford and the Rams. 5 passing touchdowns. How can you not go with this guy for Offensive Player of the Week? Sure, he didn't have the most yards, but those touchdowns now have his season pace looking pretty nice. And this is compared to a very long career, a storied career at that. Could break his career high in touchdowns while also posting a career low in interceptions in a full season. His yardage won't reach 5,000, what it was with his time with the Lions, but he could still reach 4,500 for the first time since 2021.
Would you say leader in the clubhouse right now for MVP?
Baker had a setback.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of him. Danny Mahomes is.
Oh, Danny Dimes.
Danny
Mahomes.
Dimes.
Mahomes is coming.
Yes, he is.
All right. My offensive guy, Christian McCaffrey, 24 rushes, 129, 2 touchdowns, 5.2 average, 7 receptions, 72 yards on 8 targets. And they beat Atlanta 20-10.
I'm going to go Bo Nix, Denver Broncos, 27 of 50, 279. He threw 2, rushed for 2. Remember, they were down 19-0 in the fourth quarter, outscored the Giants 33-13. And even after New York took the lead with 40 seconds left, Bo Nix got him into the position to kick the game-winning field goal. So Bo Nix, look at you, accounting for 4 TDs. You're my offensive hero of the week. Have that little defense.
All we can be heroes just for one day.
Vinny and Haney's Defensive Hero of the Week.
All right, I was having a little trouble finding the defensive player this week, but ultimately landed on Deron Bland of the Cowboys. He had that pick 6 off of Marcus Mariota. The game was pretty much over before that happened, but he essentially sealed it with the pick 6. And now, all of a sudden, 6 career interceptions taken to the house for Bland.
What?
He had 5 back in 2023 alone. That's the most among active players right now. But if you're curious, still a very long way to go if he wants to tie Rod Woodson's record of 12.
Damn. All right, my player is Micah Parsons. 5 tackles, 3 sacks, 4 tackles for loss, 5 quarterback hits, and he closed the game out against Arizona. He had the last drive of the game, sacked. He basically ended the game for him.
Yeah, and he's advantage Green Bay so far in that trade. Now, Dallas could turn draft picks into something special, but I don't think comparing that trade to Herschel Walker way back when is appropriate for Dallas. Anyway, I'm going to go with a guy that's going to be at M&T Bank Stadium on Sunday, Tremaine Edmonds from the Chicago Bears. Remember, first-round draft pick of the Bills the year Lamar was picked, 2018. 9 tackles, had a sack and an interception as the Bears handled the New Orleans Saints for the season. Lead Chicago in tackles with 61. So he's doing some really good things. And he gets an extra boost because his dad, Farrell Edmonds, played for the University of Maryland back in the mid-80s and was an all-pro for the Dolphins when Dan Marino was slinging the old pigskin around. So Tremaine Edmonds is my defensive hero of the week. What about those youngins, Nolan McGraw?
What rookie had a standout week? Here's Vinny Serrato and Bob Haney.
And Nolan, yay.
All right, you know me, when it comes to these rookie picks, try to find someone that's a little more under the radar because, you know, we could say Cam Scataboo every week if we wanted to, and we'd have fun with that. But you know what? I'm going with Quincy Riley, a standout for the Saints in a losing effort against the Bears. Only allowed 3 receptions for just 25 yards and recorded the first interception of his career as well. As a fourth rounder, wasn't really on the national radar to begin with. Probably won't be for a while, but his snaps have been steadily increasing in that New Orleans secondary.
I'm going Quinshon Judkins, Cleveland. 25 carries, 84 yards, 3.4 average, 3 touchdowns, long of 45. And I think he's legit, and he gives Cleveland a chance in the run game again.
Yeah, and that Fannin's not a bad tight end for them.
44.
Either. No. They had a nice draft class. Now, be super terrific if either Shador or Gabriel turn out to be a quarterback here, but still, the other guys, they've done all right there. My rookie, going to the Chargers, and I usually like to pick guys that played on a winning team that particular Sunday, but how about Aronde Gadsden, the second? His old man was a wide receiver in the NFL way back when. 7 catches, 164 yards, and a touchdown, even though the Chargers got kind of puffy pants by the Colts at home this past Sunday, out of Syracuse, fifth-round draft pick. But Aronde Gadsden, the second. I mean, they've got the Johnston, they've got Keenan Allen, they've got these weapons, and he just kind of blew up in that game. As they're playing from behind a lot, Justin Herbert in the Chargers. But you, my friend, are my offensive hero of Week 7.
That could be big for them because, Keenan Allen's not going to be around forever. They have to cultivate that next wave. And, Johnston, like you said, it's taken him a little while to get going in his career. Yeah.
Now, look, we like to crap on old Trevor Lawrence here, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But what about Herbert? He's been better than Trevor Lawrence, but I thought this was the year the Chargers were supposed to. Now, he's getting clobbered because their offensive line. Yeah. And, they've had some injuries, certainly.
Running back.
Yeah. But, I don't know, man. Aren't you supposed to, if you're a franchise guy.
He threw for 420.
With a couple of picks, too. You're supposed to rise above that sort of thing. Yeah. He's among the league leaders in interceptions this year.
Well, the stats will always be there.
Great hair, though.
He does have that.
Great girlfriend.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's the behind-the-scenes problem. You never know.
She's a runway model or something.
Or something.
Yeah. Anywho, Hall of Fame candidates, modern era, class of 2026, as they're trimming the field. I wonder how many runway models these guys have. How about some Ravens love? How about Haloti Ngata?
Oh, no.
Who's made the cut? Yeah. How about Marshall Yanda?
Again.
Has made the cut.
Again.
How about Terrell Suggs?
He's got it. It's
has
about
made
time.
The Suggs, or made the cut. Anquan Boldin has made the cut. So there is some definite Ravens representation. Now, not all of these will advance to the next round, of course. And first-timers, Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Frank Gore, Shady McCoy, Larry Fitzgerald, Greg Olson, Jason Witten, and Marquise Pouncey are the first-year eligibles. Brees, Rivers, and Eli Manning also made the cut here.
And the coaches they cut down, too. I mean, there's some good candidate. Belichick's up this year, too.
Yeah, because they changed the rules. You only had to be out of the league 1 year to be eligible.
That's dumb. It should be the same as the players.
But anyway, of the ex-Ravens most likely to get in, I'm thinking it's Sizzle.
Suggs. Yeah, I agree with you.
Or Yanda.
Well, it's not Nada. Sorry, great player. Nada's not a Hall of Famer.
For 3 years, he was arguably the best defensive tackle in football.
No doubt. Mm-hmm.
Him and Ndamukong Suh, Boldman, and wide receivers. There's just always a ton of competition.
Steve Smith should be back in
there. Oh, he's on there, too. Yeah. I stand corrected.
Because he made the cut last year.
Yeah, Heinie Ward's in there. Feeling good about that?
God.
No?
Steelers fans can make a case. I'm not listening.
Well, speaking of Steelers fans, Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com, joining us at 1:15. But NFL lunch coming up next. Stick around for that. Then Ryan, then Vinny's going to break down the Bears' defense on film. They force a lot of turnovers. But as Patrick Finley said, well, they've gotten lucky because they played some bad quarterbacks. I mean, if Lamar's not playing, they might be looking at another one Sunday at M&T Bank.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.